Yes, every day is indeed Saturday, my friend. Hello, my name is Sam Crowley from the Every Day is Saturday show at everydayissaturday.com, the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. Just go check it out, man. If you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. It's awesome, man. We have so many thousands and thousands and thousands of people that plug into the show each and every time. There's over 50 out there right now. I'm so excited. I can't even talk. How about that, man? So excited. You ever get so excited? Have you ever been so incredibly excited that you can't even stand it anymore? You're about to jump out of your shoes with the message that you have to deliver. When you have great news to tell someone, you get in your car, you go about 170 miles an hour down the street in a 35 mile an hour speed zone just to get the message out. That's how I feel today. How do you feel today, champion? Are you excited? Are you fired up? Are you motivated, inspired? Are you just so incredibly grateful you had an opportunity to wake up on the right side of the ground today? Or did somebody treat you wrong today? Somebody get underneath your skin, coworker, boss, partner, business partner, somebody like that, possibly. Somebody cut you off in traffic. Person at Starbucks didn't get your coffee to you quick enough, maybe, right? All these other things that are going on. Let me tell you something, my friend. Today's show is going to be off the hook. Why? Because another news article just jumped out at me. First of all, if you have any of those issues, get over them real quick. As the great Catherine Crowley used to say, 90% of the people don't care about your problems. The other 10% are glad you have them. No victims, right? No victims out there. Only the victor mindset. Only the victor mindset. So what has me so incredibly fired up this morning as I record this podcast? March 2009, we're 33 days away from the huge global launch of 6 Days of Saturday. I'll talk about that at the end of the show. But right now, March of 2009, Merrill Lynch, you know the Merrill Lynch boys, right? In the big bowl in front of the big building there, all the guys, all the expensive suits come and go to work every day. You trust them with your money. You send them your money, they're supposed to send you back all what's left, which ain't much right now. So what do they do? Well, they pay out $3.6 billion in bonuses for all the corporate stiffs. And trust me, man, emphasis on the word stiff. Androids, man. People dressing up like clowns every day, walking into a building, don't even have a pulse. All they want is more money. Money, 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 money. How can I get more money? Give me money, give me money, give me money. Isn't it crazy? They pay out $3.6 billion in bonuses, and they borrowed $27 billion from you. I don't know first of all, let me back it up a little bit. I know this goes out over 100 countries around the world. If you're in the USA, mainly this affects the people in the USA, but it should get everybody fired up around the world, man. If it happens to us, it's going to happen to you too. Probably may possibly have had happen to you, even if you don't live in our country. So we're paying these dudes $27 billion, and they're paying themselves $3.6 billion in bonuses after. Right before they get bought out by Bank of America. Let's write the checks, man. Let's get it paid for, and then the U.S. taxpayer will bail us out. Let me tell you something, my friend. They're just the ones that got caught recently. They're just the ones that got caught today, this week, this past month. There's millions of these individuals, vultures out there, so incredibly focused on money. These are the people that will tie the U-Haul to their hearse when it's their day to get planted into the ground. They just can't let go of the money, man. We never focus on money in the Everyday Saturday community. Do you know why we never focus on money? We start with finding out what your passion is. My one-on-one coaching program, as it stands right now, people, how about this? I'm going to fire it out there. I don't think I mentioned this before. It's $25,000 right now. It's going up, but it's $25,000 right now to hire yours truly, Sam Crowley, to come on board as your personal one-on-one business coach for 1 year. All right? It's sold out. No room right now. There will be when we launch 6 Days of Saturday, but not right now. There's not. And why is that? Well, because the first thing we do is we train people to figure out what your Saturday is. What is it? Honest to God, a lot of people don't know. I don't know if you would know right now what it is. What is it that you would do Monday morning if you didn't have to go into work or you didn't have to do what you're currently doing in a business to earn money? If you just got paid to do what you love to do, can you tell right now that I love what I do? Can you tell I get incredibly excited to share my story and the story of thousands around the globe? Can you tell that excites me? Can you imagine when I first launched this? I never, ever focused on the money, man. I focused on everything that was going on around me. I focused on when I got in the elevator in the morning in the lobby, and I hit the number 6, which happens to be the floor we were on, and we picked up all the androids on the way. Ding! Go to the first floor. Good morning! I said, good morning! Good morning! How you doing today, champion? Yeah, not bad for Monday. Wednesday's hump day. Thursday, almost the weekend. Thank God it's Friday. Saturday, oh, Sunday, got to work Monday. Monday, weekend went too soon. Oh, it's Monday. When's it Friday? Every day, man. Hey, it's supposed to be nice this weekend. Yeah, you got 2 days to enjoy it. 2 days. That's why you were born. That's why you were put on Earth, to get 2 days a week to shove everything you got to do into it, right? Just cram 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag. There you go. And you know the dork that's telling you what to do every single day? You know he's only where he's at because he chose to be a corporate slave longer than you did. He signed up before you did, man. He got into the pyramid just a little bit earlier. He's at the top of the pyramid, closer to it than you are, champion. But you hang in there another 25 years, and the guys at Merrill will oversee your 401k. They'll drive it down 60%. And then they'll cut themselves a check for $3.6 billion. And what do you get to do? Get back on that elevator. You just get back on that elevator. Why? Because you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You know why you don't have a choice? And this is where we're 6.5 minutes into this teaching. And man, let me tell you something. Press those iPod headphones in your ear so far that they almost touch right now. Or if you're listening on your computer, turn the volume up. If you're in your car, you'd be surprised, man. I get so many emails from people that use these podcasts. They travel all over. They're salespeople traveling around the country. Sam, it fires me up, man. Put them out. Put these things out. Don't worry. When you join the membership site, you'll have all the motivational audio you could ever handle. Don't worry about that. But I love getting the feedback because it's true, man. It's a true story that went after it. You know how I did it. Here we go. You ready? Here it is. You got to get the power. You don't have the power. Think of it this way. You know that light, that lamp that sits in your living room? You know how when you kind of tick, tick, you turn it and the light turns on, right? Power! Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. How to do that? I clicked a switch and the light came on, right? It's got power. You know in your kitchen, the refrigerator, you know that thing that kind of cools everything down for you, keeps it nice and fresh, and it's got that freezer thing attached to it at the top? You know when you plug that in? It's got power, man. That's how it does everything. You know when you unplug it? There goes the power. There it goes. Food dies. Back in September, we had a huge windstorm. No power for 4 days. Over 1 million people without power. Millions of people without the power. We have hundreds of millions of people around the world without the power. You got to get the power, man. How do you get it? How do you seize the power from the dork at the top of the pyramid? How do you do that? Why? They're there. They're there because they started earlier than you did. They're not any smarter than you, man. Don't get caught up in that stuff. The person doing your review once a year isn't qualified to be a Whopper Flopper, okay, at Burger King. But yet they're signing your reviews. How they, hey, you know what? I think you could be a little more of a team player, all right? I would like to see you get involved, and here's a couple of books I recommend you read, because this is what my boss told me to read, and his boss told him to read it. And Susie down the hall is reading it, and she's really, we did a personality profile on her, and she's really come a long way. Oh, my God, that's tough. Please, please, I'm begging you, get the power back. Plug in to something other than the normal, dreaded, stiff message, okay? Or you're going to end up being like one of these individuals who wake up, you get the black and blue forehead, right? You've been hitting yourself on the forehead going, oh, man, I didn't know. I wish I would have known then what I know now. Oh, my God, if I would have listened to that Sam Crowley. Oh, that guy at Every Day of Saturday told me to get the power back. He told me to get the power back. I didn't get it. Where's the power? Well, you got to plug in. You got to take that plug, okay, and you have got to plug into a source that's going to empower you. That is going to empower you. It's motivation. It's personal development. It's somebody that has been where you want to go. It's somebody that isn't going to argue for you to stay where you are. Hey, don't get your hopes up too high now. I know a brother whose cousin, whose sister tried to do something like that, and it didn't work. Okay, that's not who you listen to. You don't listen to the stiff driving down the highway every morning with the coffee in his lap or her lap, listening to the same talk radio, going to the same job, parking in the same spot that's designated just for them, going to the same office, opening up the same computer, and listening to the same people while they answer the same emails. That's not what you do, man. You shake it up. I'm talking hurricane strength. I'm talking Category 5 stuff, brother and sister. You've got to plug into the power. Where's the power? See, that's the secret. I talked about the one-on-one coaching program. I talked even group coaching. It doesn't matter. Plug into the membership site. When we launch 6 days of Saturday, April 7, 2009, we're launching a whole movement online with a membership site, a community for people that you can plug in. That's where the power is. The power is in people like myself who've gone broke on their way to Saturday, that have withstood those hurricane winds of adversity, that have bounced back, that have claimed their power. They've seized it back from the man. Right now, the people at Merrill Lynch got the power. Oh, they don't have power. You want to bet? They just got $27 billion of your money. No one else. It's your money. Your money. Every day you work, you're paying these people. It's ridiculous. How about paying yourself? Champion, figure out how to do that. And it starts with doing what you love to do. I challenge you right now. We're going to end this podcast shortly. If I can ever just stop being so excited, man. I'm just so fired up. When I'm done recording this podcast, I'm going in to the office and I'm going to finish writing my special report with talks just about this topic. I'm going to release this special report in the month of March 2009. So regardless of when you're listening to it, it will be available, except right now, because it's not available right now, but it will be in a couple weeks from now. And it's going to be online forever. It's going to be a special report letting you know how you lost the power and how you get it back, okay? Because the important thing is you don't focus on money like all these other people. Hey, I got a raise. My boss said I get a 5% raise this year. That's awesome. Over the next 10 years, man, my pay is going to go up 50%. Yay. And there goes your kids, and there goes graduating high school and college, and there goes your relationship and your marriage and all your friends. And there's the people at the church that want you to help out, but you can't. And there's your daughter that wants you to go to the zoo, but you can't because you got to work. It starts with focusing on doing what you love to do and figuring out how to monetize that passion. It's what we're all about here at Every Day at Saturday, monetizing your passion. It's not easy. It's simple. It's called massive transition, and I know you can do it, but you have to plug into the right power source. You got to find people whose elevators are going up, not down. When you walk into a room, does the energy level go up or down? Be honest right now. When you walk into the room, what happens? Does the energy level go up or down? When you leave the room, does it go up or down? You know, there's some people, when they leave the room, the energy level goes through the roof. Oh, thank God they're out of here. What a downer. You think you're going to build a business or monetize your passion with people think you're a downer? Get excited, man. It's okay. I don't care what your passion is. We have people making money all over the place. And I say money because they love doing what they do. It's awesome to be excited about money. Money's not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Get that straight, champion. We don't worship money, man. We worship monetizing your passion, helping people, having a movement, changing lives all around the world, doing worthy causes, borrowing money from a taxpayer to pay her to Bob. So excited, man. So fired up. Borrowing money from a taxpayer to pay your suits, the corporate stiffs that ended up driving the company into the ground. That ain't what we teach here, man. We talk about plugging into the power source. The power source is coming for you April 7, 2009. Right now, plug into every single podcast. You can get your hands on it everydayisaturday.com. Send me an email, Sam, at everydayisaturday. Let me know, Sam, I'm claiming my power, brother. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. I believe you're going to find the power, and I believe that you are a champion. Fired up.